in Daf Yud Amud Aleph by the second Mishnah. Higia Yitzayim b'Macheshvin v'layol d'Kshamim. It's going according to Rameya that Yitzayim is already the Rabbi Yishlishis. Higia Yitzayim b'Macheshvin v'layol d'Kshamim hadn't rained as yet. Ischilu ha'yechidim mis'anim. So the Yechidim start fasting. Gimel Tainiyis. Ye'oichlin v'shoysin mishachsheicha. These Tainiyis are allowed to eat at night. They don't have to be mafsik mibayyoyim. And also on the yoyim atainis u'matorim b'mloche u'berechitze u'besiche b'nilis asandl v'tash mishamite. Higia reishchedish kislev v'layyorduk shomim. So now already it's more serious. Is bezden geizrin sholish tainiyas ala tzibur. It's not a din of the yechidim, but the tzibur already is mechuyev to be misane. Oichlin v'shoysim mishach sheicha, but also by the first tainiyas of the geizran the tzibur, they're permitted to eat balayla, don't to be mafsik mebayyoyim, umetorim b'meloche, uberchitze, ubesiche, benilas asandol, uvetash mishamidah. Let us see Rashi, Higia Shiva Osa, Oichlin, Vishoisin, Mishech Sheicha, Shein Oichlin, Cheretz Rakmi Ba'oid Yoim. It's not like they only permitted to eat when it's still day, Kema Kippurim, Vetisha B'Av, but they're permitted to eat Balayla also, Mishech Sheicha. Man Yechidim, Zakhte Gemara, who are these Yechidim? Oma Ravhune Rabbonon. The Yechidim are Rabbonim. Rashi before had said that the Yechidim are Chassidim, Rashi said. The Roshan in Masechtas Nedarim says, Yechidim shemiyuchodim b'maiseyim. The maiseyim are miyuchid. Yalkut Yeshayo brings down from the Tiferes Siyan, Shekol Maseyim Hu Al Derech HaTayre, She Neged Teva Ho'odom. The nature of a person is not automatically to be Misnaig Api Derech HaTayre. But these Yechidim is Miyuchodim B'Maiseyim. Their Maisim are Maisim of Al Derech HaTayre. So these Yechidim start to fast. Ba'omar Rav Huna Yechidim Misanim Shloisha Taniyos Sheini V'Chamishi V'Sheini. These three Tainis that they first start from Monday. Perhaps so the Gemara says, "Maika Mashmul, what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna Tanina?" And Goizren Tainis Ala Tzibo Betrila B'Chamishi. You're not Goizer Betrila that the first Tainis should be on a Thursday. Shaloi lahavkiya es ha-sha'orim. Because if the tainis will start on Thursday, so that will raise the price. We'll see, Benigershim and Rashi, how this raises the price. Elo, shalosh tainis rishayni, shayni v'chamishi v'shayni. So therefore, he has to start from Monday. So the Gemara answers, ma'u d'tayma hani mili tzibo. That is dafke by a tzibo. By a tzibo, there's a chash of shema yeshalei lafki yes hasha'orim. Abul yochid loy is kamash milam. That by a yochid also there's a din of you start from yem sheni. Anya nami hochi kshishchilu ayechidim lisanais misanim sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. You start from yem sheni. Now, before we see Rashi, which is a little difficult, let us see the Rabbeinu Gershom, which is a very understandable pshat. The bottom line in the second column of the Rabbeinu Gershom, Shaloi lahavkiya es ha-sha'orim, means if they'll start the tainis on Thursday, they'll raise the prices. So what connection is there, fasting on Thursday to raise the prices? So the Bnei Gershom says, the Bnei Kforim haboim liyoyim haknise. The Bnei Kforim used to come in Mondays and Thursdays. Misafkin Mayim Umozin Lahayim Shabikrochim. So they were the ones that were in Mayim Umozin. Shem Boim Bahamishi, so the Bnei Akforim come in on Thursday. The Yodu Shekiblu Alehim Tainis, they weren't informed that in this in the Krach they were Mekabula Tainis. There was no means of communication, so they're just coming in. So they think this Thursday is like every Thursday. And so Ramil, they just brought in food for Shabbos. Now the people will use this food, which they brought in, they'll use it for Leil Chamishi. They fasted, so Ramil, they want to have a big suda for the Meitzari Tainis. Now the price is dependent on supply and demand. Now there's still a big demand for Tzolchei Shabbos, and there's a small supply. There's Memela, so the prices will go up. One wants to buy now Tzolchei Shabbos. Avok Shegoizren B'Sheini, but if they started the Tainis B'Sheini, Sheboim B'Sheini Le'ir, Shoimim Shegoizren Tainis, that they were Geyser Tainis. They're informed that they were Geyser Tainis. Sheboim Bachamishi, so they're aware of it. Sheboim Bachamishi, maybe in Mozain, Kedelimke, Lelele, Chamishi, Leshabbat. So then they'll know. They were informed. They came to Monday, so they found out that Thursday is a Tainis. So Mamela, they'll bring extra food for the Suda of Meitzoya Tainis, and Sai for Tzolche Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Gershom, we can understand very well how the if they'll start fasting without an advance notice on Thursdays, they'll bring about Hafkos HaShorim. Let us see Rashi. Mai Kamash Malon, Hai Dekomar Sheini V'Chamishi V'Sheini, Tanina Bepirkin Delakamon, and Gezren Tainis, Shaloi Lafkiyas HaShorim. Now Rashi explains, how's the mafkir the shorim? Shim hoyu maschilim lis anis b'chamishi. If they'll start the tainis b'chamishi, hoyu koinin l'maitzoy atainis, shtei sudas g'deilis. So then they purchase maitzoy atainis, two big sudas, echel atainis, vechel shabbos. Chasobel ha-moicher, so now all of a sudden, people come in to the store, there's a lot of business the Thursday evening. They're buying a lot. So, sova hamoicha, sherov bo loilom. There must be a shortage that everyone is buying so much all of a sudden. Posi lafkuye shorim. Now, it's very difficult. The Alkid Yishai brings from the Tosfos Yontif later. The Yontif asks Akasha, what is pshat that the moicha will think that the hunger came? He lives also in the shtot. So Memelis, he knows what happened. He knows there was a tainis, and for all practical purposes, he fasted also. So Memelis, what's the big chiddush that they're coming in and making larger orders? There was a tainis on Thursday, so they want to have big sudas, Meitzoya tainis. So the Tosfos Yontif wants to say, we're speaking about goyish storekeepers. They don't know anything about the tainis, and now all of a sudden they see that a lot of people are coming, so they'll jump to this conclusion, and then they'll hike the prices. The Meiri, the Meiri says pshat, Shabali batim koinin, Lebei sudas gdeilus, like Rashi, that they're going to purchase for two sudas. Esvurim heim, sheyevim lekach chesoron oisan dvorim haniknin, v'layagishu shebimnei hatainasi. Somehow the storekeepers won't put two and two together. They won't be malgish that it's because of the tainis, and they'll think that there's a shortage in these commodities, and therefore they'll raise the price. So the Gemara says, so it says already that when you start a tainis, you start on a yom beis, because else it might come afkui mevatul Shir Midah Rishayne Imamata. That means before there was a standard price, let's say a pound for a dollar. Now there'll be Mevatel that price, and there'll be a half a pound for a dollar. Avo Yechidim Lois. I would think that Tafke, when business goes on the Tzibur. Avo Yechidim Lois, Sholish Tainish, Yechidim Oisim Koidim Letzibur, the three Tainis, and I'm skukim Lahasol Besheini. The Leke Avkosh Shorim, Mishum Yechidim Luchudayu. There's no Avkosh Shorim, that means you have, how many Yechidim do you have already in the city? So you have 10 people which fasted, so Mamela, so that will make a whole commotion by the stores. There's Leke Avkosh Shorim. So Luchayra, according to Rashi, so we have to understand, so Taka, that's right, so what's Taka Pshat and Rav Huna? He can't let it out from Yenna Mishnah because here there's no Avkosh Hashem. So why is there such a halacha that you have to be maschal b'sheini? So from Rashi you have to say there was a loy plug already. That means that by all Tainesim, they didn't want to be mafchin by this Tainis. There's more people fasting, less people fasting. So Mimela, they made already a cloud by all Tainesim to say there has to start from Yom Sheini. The Ritva God says, Ashminan Rav Huna, Shafilu Betayne Shal Yechidim, Choyshishin Rav Kosha Orim. That means the Ritva would seem takye, the Fabbis of Tzadaloi Plug, nor the Zachshash, even Yechidim alone, if the 10-15 Yechidim can start purchasing more commodities, that could also bring about Rav Kosha Orim. Yeah. Bahalolo gimel tainis the yechidim einom bechlal yud gimel tainis the tzibur. Later we'll learn that the tzibur fasts 13 tanesim. Taida the kachoshiv b'masnisin sholish. In this mission it says the first three tanesim, then b'sholish v'sheva, then there's another times three tanesim, and then seven tanesim. Such the gemara weiter. ומפסיקים בראשי חדושים וביומים טובים הקסובים במגילס טיינס. And the mafsik, that means this pattern of Bahab. So what happens if one of these days falls out on Rosh Chodesh, one of these days falls out on a yontav what's kosu b'megilas tainis, so that day you don't fast, then you go to the next, either the next Monday or the next Thursday. Rashi mafsikim b'roshi chadoshim shimchal rosh chodesh b'sheini u'b'chamishi l'achash yischilu l'isanois poiskin tanisom, and then you start back again. You don't continue with this pattern. B'chem yomim toivim aksuvim b'mgilas tainis. Tanu rabono. Al yoymar odom talmud ani einei roi Eini roi li es yochit. A person should not say, I'm a Talmud, I'm not roi to be a yochit. Ela kol tamidei chachomim yechidim. All tamidei chachomim fall into the category of yechidim. Now let us see Rashi. Talmud ani, ve'eini choshev kol kach ki yechidim. I'm not choshev kol kach ki yechidim. Kloima. So what does that mean? Eini roi lahaschol tainis ima yechidim. I'm not roi to start with yechidim. Yechidim, like a yechidim, miyuchodim b'maiseyem. I don't fall into this category. I'm not as choshev as they are. So therefore, the first paraisa says, al yoyim rodem talmud ani, ala kol tamid echachomim yechidim. They have a din of yechidim. And the Rehita's lotion of this paraisa is that the mechuyev to fast. Kol tamid echachomim yechidim, the yechidim. Now, exactly what the havamina is, and what the maskon is, and who these talmidim are, we'll see later. Let's just put this on hold. We have to learn a little further. Now, we have here Eizel Yochid, Beizel Talmud. Who's a Yochid and who's a Talmud? Yochid kol sharoi limnoisoi parnes ala tzibo. A yachid is someone who has the qualifications to be nisman apanis ala tziba. Talmid kosher shaylen oisai dvar haloche bilimudai v'oimer v'afilu b'mesechta dekaba. Now, here Rashi doesn't say anything. What exactly this Talmud is. So let's just go a little further. We'll just learn the Gemara and we'll see Tosfos, then we'll come back to Rashi. Tana Rabba. Loi kol horeitze laseis atzmoi yochid oise. Not anyone who wants to make himself like a yochid can make himself. Then we have here, Rashi says, Rashi has two girsois, atalmidim oisin atzmo. But the talmidim can make themselves like a yochid. Now let us see Rashi. Lo loikol oroitze lasis atzmo yochid le'inyin tainis oisin. The nire migase yoruach. He looks like he holds you from the yechidim, yimchodim b'maise. It looks like he's a bal gaiva. Usnan kol sheruach habriya isnoichei menu, ruach hamokim noichei menu. I think Rashi means to say that to this person who wants to fast, he has the most purest intentions. But there's a nire migasei haruach. But to the world, people don't look at him in such a favorable light. So they see he's fasting. Oh, he thinks he's a rash bahag. So memele, so it does not have a nice impression on the oilam. And we have a klal kol sheruach habri, so people look at him as he's a migasei haruach. So we have a klal kol sheruach habri is noichemenu ruach hamokim noichemenu, b'chol shein ruach habri is noichemenu ruach hamokim noichemenu. So the ruler, the measure of ruach hamokim is noichemenu, is measured by the opinions of the Briyas. And since this looks like gasei haruach, so he's not accomplishing anything by fasting, because people look at it in a different light, in an unfavorable light. So that's the first memre of Rameya, that loikol oreitz elas isatzim a yochid oise. Anyone can't become a yochid. Hochi garsina, narashi yez a girse, hatalmidim oisen atzmo. Talmidim can make themselves. Kedamrin elael, shekol hatalmidim ru'uyin lekach. Talmud is roi, ve'ein behem mishum gasi saruach. So it would seem that, according to this girse, Asis was saying that a Pashita person is not permitted to make himself like a yochid to fast, but a Talmud can make himself like a yochid. And Rashi is medame, damrin elal, shekol ha-tamidim ru'uyim lekach, ve'ein bahem mishum gaseis aruach. Rashi brings down the first parais, al yoyme odom talmid ani ein eroi li yis yochid, ela kol tamid ha-chachomim yechidim. Now, the Keren Eire asks a kashe, we'll just say over the kashe the while, the Keren Eire asks, so Rashi is medame, according to this girse, that Rameya said that Talmud is permitted to make himself like a yochid, like we had before. Al yemer odom Talmud ani eini roi li yesh yochid al kol tamidachomim yechidim. So the Keren Eire asked, there's a big difference from the lashon of Rameya to before. Before, it would seem that not that a Talmud is permitted to fast like a yochid. A Talmud is mechuyev to fast like a yochid. Al yoimer odom Talmud ani eini roi li yesh yochid. Al kol talmid echomim yechidim. So it would seem that they're mechuyev to fast. Now, in this lashon of Rameyer is saying this is a continuation. Loi kol horoitze lasis atzme yochid oise. Not everyone who wants to make himself a yochid can make himself.
Talmid oiser. A Talmid can. So lechere, it's not the same like before. Lechere, before we learned a Talmud is mechuyev. Here we're saying a Talmud can. Shekala tamidim ruyim lekach, they can. Ve'ein ben mishim gasi saruach. That means even though a portion of the person is not permitted, this one can. So this kasha, the Keren Eire asks, lechere, it's not the same halacha of before. Rav Yosi Omer, now Rav Yosi is chaylik on the whole shtik Torah of Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that loikol oroitze lasis atma yochid oise. Rav Yosi Omer oise, he's allowed to, v'zochul atoy. Lefisha ein shvachu loy elatzavu loy. That means there's no Indian of gasi yeruach. Gasi yeruach is if a person is doing pu'ules, which is niskabed from these pu'ules, so then there's a regasi yeruach. But he's not doing it, there's no covered over here. He's fasting and he's bitzar. So memela, there's no migasi yeruach. So Stamos say he wants to be mitzar himself to Mishtatav Bitzoras Hatzibur, to some Amelitz, so it's a Vzochulatoit. That is one Barais. Tanya Idoch. Learned another Barais. Loi kol horeitze lasis atzmo yochid oise, Talmud oise. So it'll be the same Talmud oise matzmo. Or it'll be the same Girsa that a Talmud is permitted to do it. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Elozo. So Rav Shimon ben Elozo is like the Tanakamet. That what you said. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says this like Rav Yosi. If it's a davar shel shvach, so then you're right. Aval b'davar shel tzar oise b'zochel atoyim shein shvach uloy ela tzar uloy. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Kol Odom, Pafilu She'en Yitamadai, Sat Mechli Sanis, Rezochel Atoib, Tetzar Huloi Vuloi Gassus. That everyone is allowed to do it, and this is not Nirik Gassi Aruach. Lishne Achrine Garsina. Now Rashi brings down a second Loshin Pshat in Rameya. The first Loshin was Talmidim oisem atzma, loy kol odom oisem atzma, aval talmidim oisem atzma. Lishnachinen gasinen loy kol horeitze lasis atzma yochid oise. A person wants to make himself like a yochid is not permitted. Loy kol horeitze, talmid oise, talmid oise. And it means the person wants to make himself like a talmid chochem, he's also not allowed to claim him. He wants to act like a Talmud acts, which means Bachalukoi, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, the beged of a Talmud Chocham was very tzniistic, it covered him mamish from head to toe. Ubemitosai, and the meat of a Talmud Chocham, There was they didn't store things under the meter, only the sandal and the minalayim. That was all that was underneath the meter. Ulis nois besuda shal tamide chachamim. Vishar dvorim. Oise. So not everyone can do this. The chol haroitze lita leis Hashem loyita. So memele, so it comes out according to this loshen. That Rameya is telling us two halachas. One person cannot be medam himself to Yechidim. And this means Lagabi Taneisim. He wants to fast the Taneisim of Yechidim. He's not allowed to. And then he said a similar halacha. A person is not allowed to have the Hisnagos of a Talmud, which includes the Begodim and the other Anhagis that a Talmud has. And then the Rabbi Yosi Areisha. Rabbi Yosi is chelek on the Reisha. He says, Rabbi Yosi only said, you're right, a person who's not a Talmud, he wants to get dressed like a Talmud, that's Migasi Yeruach. I agree with you in the Sefer. But the Reisha, we were speaking about, he's medamin himself to a yochid, legabi, the halacha of, he's medamin himself to a yochid, legabi the halacha of fasting, which is no shvach, is only a tzah, Rabbi Yossi a Reisha. Umistaver ki hai lishne, so Rashi says, it's mistaver, this loshne is correct. Mi de komahada Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel dover shel shvach in eise mechlal da airi b'shvach. Eis Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the second baraisa Rabbi Shimon Alos Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is in reality a repetition of the first baraisa of Ramei and Rabbi Yose. But in the second baraisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explains as follows. באמת ואמרו מדבר של שבח, אבל דבר של צער, אוי שבזוך על התוי. So it would seem that the Tanakhama was speaking about a דבר של שבח and a דבר של צער. And he says, I agree with you בדבר של שבח, I do not agree with you בדבר של צער. So ממילא, so that would be very good according to the second shot. According to the second shot that באמס and the Tanakhama was speaking about two הלוכס. One is not permitted to be misnaig like a yochid. The one is not permitted to be misnaig like a talmid. And that, Rav Shimon Lozal says, if it's not a dover shel shvach, I disagree with you. But dover shel shvach, I agree with you. So memeila, so this mistava that the second gilsa is correct. Now let us see Taisvus. Ezehu yochid. Shaloi limnoisai parnes ala tzibo. Who is a yochid that is roi to be mamanim parnes ala tzibo? Veizehu talmid kol shesholim dvar haloche b'chol mokim v'koshe. Dohoche mashme dekori talmid oisoi sheyedei lohosim shesholim dvar haloche b'chol mokim b'oimro. So a talmid to someone that knows, he could answer a dvar halacha wherever you ask him. V'hosam amrine v'mesech Shabbos peik v'eluk shorim eize talmud haroi limnois parnes ala tzibu sh'idei lahoshiv kol sh'shoylen oisoi dvar halacha v'afilu b'mesech eskala. So there we have a mirdik estire. The Gemara in Shabbos seems to say this, that what a person is roi lo hoshiv kol sheshoyl no yisev afilu b'mesechus kala, this person can be memuna aparnes ala tzibo. And so that's a gemaldik about rege. And from us it would seem, from our Gemara it would seem, that a yochid is a person who is roi lim no yisev aparnes ala tzibo. And that Talmud is kosher shel neisid bar alocha b'limud evayim avafilu b'mesechtes kala. Alma haroilim neisid parnes ala tziba havek sheyedei lohoshim. Ochi mash medois haroilim neisid parnes havem il sachit. That's a yochid. And this is a Talmud. Boi da hoche mash med de yochid odif mid de koma besomoch loy kol reitzlas satzma yochid eise aber reitzlas satzma talmid eise. Now this is a third gilse. We have two lashonos in Rashi. Taisus had a third gilse, the Kelneira says. If you want to make yourself a talmid, you could, and the Kelneira exactly does not know what pshat in this halach is according to Taisus. Aber al kaponim, it would seem that a talmid and a yochid are not on the same adrege. And here, a Talmud has the milus of what a Parnas should have, and that was the most as a Masech the Shabbos, and forget a Yochid is one as Roy, the Limnoise Parnas. So we have a big problem. The Yesh Laimah, so Taisus answers as follows. The Yesh Chilik B'Talmud. There's two types of Talmud. The davke k'sharav bo el mokim echot, if you have a rab that comes to one place, v'chol atalmidim etzloi, and you have all the talmidim, ze sheil al rab ima shehu loimit, v'ze sheil mi mokim acha, v'oisoi a rab yoideya lohoshiv l'chol atalmidim. That means whatever you ask him, he knows it.
וכל אחד ואחד כפי שאלוסי. ואפילו במסכת סקלת, so Bemison Rashi explains the Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Skalat wasn't a difficult Masechta, it's a Baraisa, but it wasn't a popular Masechta. I mean, it wasn't learned. But who is Roy to be Memuna Parnas Alatzibu, he knows all over. I feel a Masechta Skalat he'll ask him, he also knows it. Zehu yochid the odiv metalmud. First, that is a yochid. That is odiv metalmud. The hoche, the nikra, yeah. The nikra talmud hasam. There, the gemara calls him a talmud. The perkei lukshorim. Oisai vadei roilim noisai parnas alatziba. Such a talmud who knows all over. So, a male, such a person could be a manig of a tziba. Aval imeini yedei lahoshiv elo b'mesechte shaloi. Nikra gam kein talmid, umize mayri hoche. Now, our Gemara is speaking about ezehu talmid, kol sheshoilin oisoi dvar haloche b'limudoi. That means all over, forget about it, he's nothing, he doesn't know all over. But b'limudoi, what he's learning, he's learning Masechtas Tainis. He'll ask him a Shaila Masechtas Tainis. He'll be able to answer you. He'll ask him in a different Masechta. Sorry, I don't know that the different Masechta. Afilu Masechtas Kala. That means he just learned Masechtas Kala. That's all what he knows. Masechtas Kala, he can answer you. Whatever you'll ask him Shaila, Masechtas Kala will answer. So this one is called a Talmud, and that's what our Gemara is speaking about. So that's our Tosfos. In Bemison, Rashi is L'chayre Seiser himself in two places. In Masechta Shabbos, Rashi says, Pshat, Kol Shesholon Oysoi Dvar Haloche. So the B'chol Mokim, so Rashi says, you can ask him on Shas. That person can be a Parnis. And then Rashi in Masechta Kedushin says, the Gemara says, if he was Makadosh Ani Shamanash Ani Talmid, doesn't have to be a Talmud like Shimon ben Azai. It could be Kol Shesholon Oysoi Dvar Halacha B'Limudoi. That means whatever he's learning, he learned something. He learned Masechta Skala. He could ask Masechta Skala. That's called a Talmud. So Memele, so Taisvis says Pshat. So Taisvis says Pshat that even though there's a similar Loshin, maybe there's a Shinya Loshin, maybe in there it says b'chol mokim teisibotan agirse k'shishoyin lo idvar haloche b'chol mokim, that person could be a palmist. By us it says b'limudoi, what he's learning, shon loisvar haloche, what he is learning. So that's a talmud. That is not roi liyes ayoch. Now Rav Tuv Yehama wanted to say in the wood, and perhaps it's very unclear here. Let us just go over the Gemara again and try to put the pieces together. Tanu Rabbanan, al yemer odom talmid ani, eini roi li yesh yochid, ele kol talmidei chachomim yechidim. Now, Kashi said on the beginning of this paraisa, Talmud ani ve'eini choshev kol kach ki yechide. I'm not as choshev as the yechide. Kloy meni roi lahaschel tainis ima yechidim. No, that's not true. A kol talmidei chachomim yechidim. And we mentioned before, the rehitis loshen agamore would seem that he's mechuyev to fast. He's mechuyev to fast. Now, what kind of a Talmud are we speaking about over here? So he wanted a tainer, that here we're speaking about, it's very interesting, the Barais is Messiah Malakol Talmidei Chachomim Yechidim. Talmidei Chachomim are Yechidim. So Barais is here, he's a Talmud Chochom. Not he only knows Masechtas Kala, he's a Talmud Chochom. And Rashi said, when he wanted to dray himself ois, he didn't want to fast, so he said, I'm not as choshuv as they are. it doesn't seem to say that he doesn't know as much as they know. I'm not as choshev as they are. It would seem a yochid, let's say that we started off by saying man yechidim, omar rafune rabbonon. Now rabbonon seems that they're not only knowledgeable, but they're rabbonon, they have some sort of a shtela or rabbonon. So he wanted to say that here we're speaking about that someone who in Yesod is a Talmud Chochem as great as the Yechidim are, but he's not as Choshuv. Talmud Chochem, a Yochid is a Rabbonon, we mentioned Rashi says he's a Chasidim. They had a certain Chshivis. The Miri says something very interesting. The Megi and the Miri asks where he got it from, but Al Kaponim, the Miri says, in order to be a Yochid, you have to know Shas, whatever you have to know, the ideas you have to know. And also, you need other milas. You have to be a Chorif Ba'asokov, and you have to be an Orif B'masa Matn Shaloi. You have to be a very smart person. You have to be a very naimistic person. Then you're eligible to be a yochid. Then you're eligible to be a yochid to be a parnas ala tzibur. So these are other milas that a parnas has to have. A Talmud, he says, knows as much. That's how the Miri says. That a Talmud knows as much as these yechidim know, but he doesn't have these extra milas of chorif masokiv or the orif b'masamatn shaloi. So it could be that Rashi, the beginning of this paraisa, which it says that there is a chiyuv, that there is a chiyuv to fast, that's speaking about a Talmud Chochem, which has the amount of yediyas, that's what it says, kol talmidei chachomim yechidim, has the amount of yediyas that these yochid has, but the chshivas he doesn't have. There's something missing he doesn't have. So that, the Baraisa says, but he's mechuyiv to fast like the Yechidim are mechuyiv to fast. See, he don't need chshivas. If in the Yediyas he knows just as much as them, he's mechuyiv to fast. Now, Ezeu Yochid Vezeu Talmud, Yochid Kol Sheroilim Noisei Parnas Ala Tzibo, Talmud Kol Sheshem Noisei Dvar Halacha Belimudai. Now here Taisva said Pshat, and Mustafa that Rashi also learned that way. Here we're speaking about a Talmud who is not such a Talmud Chochem. Kol Sheshelon Oysid Dvar Halacha Belimudai. Here we're speaking about a Talmud. Lamay Nafkamina, like this is a Psabarais in the middle of nowhere. I mean, this is a Yochid, this is a Talmud. Now, if we will assume, and the Ritva seems to say this, it's very unclear. The Ritva seems to say that this Parais is coming to tell us that a Talmud who is not equivalent to a Yochid is not mechuyev to fast. But if he wants to, he can fast. That's what the second half of the Parais is telling us. That's what the Ritva seems to say. So, Vakertza, we have here two dargis. The Braisa start off by saying a Talmud who is a Talmud Chochem, who in Yediyas he knows all over, so that person is mechuyev to fast, even though he's not as choshuv as the Yechidim. And then we say Eze Yochid, Eze Talmud, who's saying someone who's a bechina of a Talmud which he knows something, so that's a Talmud, and it could be it's Negeya that he's permitted to fast, but he's not Mechuyev to fast. Now, weiter we have a Bereise, Tono Rabbonon, Loi Koloroi Tzolas Is Atzmo Yochid Oise, and we hear the first Loshon of Rashi, HaTalmidim Oisin Atzmon. The Talmidim are permitted. Now here we have a problem. We mentioned before, the Keren Eire asks on Rashi, doesn't understand Rashi. Before it would seem that they're mechuyev, and here it would seem they're permitted. You have to know what kind of a Talmud we're talking about over here. We just said that the two types of Talmidim. There's a Talmud that is a real Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud that's not such a real Talmud Chacham. Now Rashi is medame to the first one. Sim keinem anachnu. Could be though, even Rashi says, shekol ha-Talmidim ruyim lekach. And could be, ruyim does not only mean ruyim. It means like, ha-yoyim erodim Talmud in the einei roi, liyesh yachid. That means he's roin, he's mechuyif. So it could be this Allah is speaking about a Talmud which knows Shas. Agavuche, we're speaking over here of Madregis, of a Yochid, or the way Taisus brings down a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, that Shalom Isai Bechol Mokim, that you can ask him all over. That's what we hear till now. So Lachayre had a Shtikel Ha'ore, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Shekoi Rebbe Bahai Masechta, you shouldn't ask him in a different Masechta. The Gemara says that. Rav Gimel Amid Beis. Now, Lachayre Rebbe was, Stami Zicha was, he knew all over. So much like Shekoi Rebbe here. I once heard a vote from Ramoshe Green. The members in Rashi in Shabbos seems to say like this. He said, "Shekoi Rebbe Bahai Masechta" means when Rebbe is completely involved in this Masechta. That means he's in the middle of a sugya. Ask him, you know, I have a kasha in a different Masechta. So then, Sabaketsa Rashi says, he can't think of the other Masechta. He's involved in growth in this Masechta, he can't think. Shekoi Rebbe Bahai Masechta. That means if he's not now in middle engrossed in this Masechta, he could ask him all over. That means this Inyan of a Parnas, a Yochid, is speaking about a someone who theoretically knows all over. But there's certain times you could ask him. You can't ask him when he's completely engrossed. Shekoi Rebbe Bahai Masechta. That means he's completely engrossed in this Masechta, then don't ask him something else, because he can't get involved in another Masechta. But in Yesod, he knows all over. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbono, mi shohoyo misane al hatzore. A person was fasting al hatzore, v'ovro, al hachoyle v'nisrape, Hareze misane u mashlim. So he's misane and mashlim. Before we see exactly what speaking about, I like that I saw the Yalkut Yeshayahu brings a machloikis, Taran, and the Meiri. This din, a person who is, let's say the first din, that a person, shei misane al hatzore, v'nisra alo, choyle v'nisrape. Hareze misane u'mashlim. So there's a psakeful haloshin over here. Hareze misane. So he continues fasting u'mashlim. So it also means he continues fasting. What's what? Hareze misane u'mashlim. So there's a machloikis, the ran and the meiri. What is the din if a person was mekabel to fast 10 panesim for this chayla? And then he started fasting one time, and in the middle of the day, Baruch Hashem, he became healthy already. The chayli went away. The chayli broke, he had a high fever, the chayli went away. So the Ran says he has to finish this tainis, number one. He has another 9 panesim to go. So tainis, according to the Ran, the Loshin is beautiful. Areze misane, that means he has to finish this tainis. Well, Mashlam, he has to be Mashlam all the other Tanais. He was Mekabel, he didn't, well see, the Inyan of this Allah is the Rosh speaks out, he didn't specify. He said, I'm going to fast 10 Tanaisim, the Yenisik, I'm going to fast 10 Tanaisim. He never specified if this and this will happen, he won't fast. So Mamela, there was a Kabbalah Stomis, so Mamela, he has to fast all 10 Tanaisim. The Meiri says, he only has to be mashlim this tainis. In the other tainis, he doesn't have to be mashlim. That's what the Meiri says. So, l'chayre, say tainis, according to the Meiri, is shver the kefal haloshim.
So he brings from the Sfas Emes that the Sfas Emes says a different shot Misana Mashlim. Areza Misana Mashlim means as follows. Areza Misana means they didn't even start fasting yet. He said, I'm going to start fasting Bahab. And today is Sunday. That was what the Kabbalah was. And he got gesund. So number one, Hareza Misana, that's number one. You have to start fasting the next day, even though you didn't fast at all yet. And then one time is you have to fast. And number two, you have to be, and if in the middle of the tainus, you have to be mashlim the tainus. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, al achayle v'nisrape, hu adin imeis achayle, boi likyume nidroi, lab davke was nisrape, filofi died. Al atzore v'ovro, misane u mashlim. V'im lav, nire, Kemasne im Koinoi, im Taver Latzora Vaovro, Misane Umashle. Bim Lav Nire, if he won't be Mashle, Nire Kemasne im Koinoi, im Taver Esane, Vim Lav, we'll see in a minute, his two gear sois, Vim Lav Loyesane. If not, Loyesane. This is the girsa what we have in front of us, and Rabbi Shaya Pik is Geiris Fakeld. So the Yalkut Yeshayahu brings down the Teferis Yisrael and Boyez and Peri Gimel Mishneh Tes that says Pshat and Ar Rashi. Number one, he says, Rashi says here Achidish that in Meis HaChoyle he also has to be Mekayim the Neder. Misrape v'hu adin in Meis HaChoyle. He wants to say that that is pshat al hatzore v'ovro. V'ovro does not mean that it was nitzel from the tzor. She said al hatzore v'nitzel. Al achayle v'nisrap, al hatzore v'nitzel. Now al hatzore v'ovro means ovro olav hatzore. He was mespalel on hatzore, and the tzore takakei. Is misane u'mashlim, so he has to be misane u'mashlim on that tzore also. So say it came out good, say it came out bad. So now Rashi wants to explain. This is out of the Teferes Yisrael and Pshat and Rashi. So Rashi says like this, if it came out good, Vashteit Zech he has to fast. That means that was the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah was he was Mekabel Tainis, and he was hoping that the Tainis will bring about that they should become the Srape. But that was the Kivun of the Tainis. So Vashteit Zech that he has to be Mashlim the Tainis. There's a svara that he has to be mashlim the tainus. There'd be a svara to say if the tainus did not accomplish something, so it's called a kabbalah betois. That means the tzara happened and I have to fast also. So Rashi is explaining the second halacha. Al tzara v'ovra means ovra olav hatainus. That's how the Teferes Yisrael says pshat. Misane mashlim, that he has to be mashlim. Vimlav, if not, I will say l'chayre. L'chayre was a Kabbalah betoiz. So no, if he won't be mashlam nire kemasne im koinoi, it's just like, it looks like it, he made a t'nai with a b'rishlam in taver, if it'll go away, yesane. Ve'im lav, lo yesane, and that's like he's making deals with the b'rishlam, which is not proper. So memele, so therefore he's mechuyif to fast, even though could be it was a Kabbalah betoiz, but since it looks nire that he's making deals with the Rabbeinu Shloilom, so therefore he should fast afilu latzara v'ovra. Now, the Rishonim ask a kasha over here, the halacha is by a tainus. If there was a tainus kshomim of a tzibur, and before chatzois it started raining, so the din is, you're mafsik the tainus, and you eat, and you drink, and a good and talk. No tainus. And here it says, fakert. So the Rosh asks this kashe, brings down a teretz from the Raivit, let's like the Yisraelik on the Raivit, and the Rosh himself says a teretz, that there's a difference between a tzibur and a yochit. Because then the Mishnah it says, they eat and they drink and they say halal agodl. So they wanted that, on the tzibur it seems, they wanted when the Yeshua came before Chatzos, that the tzibur should say halal agodl. And you say halal agodl much better with al keres molei. That means when fakad yo besimche. So there they were matul achiv halal
if the Yeshua came. So they said that they should be mafsik the tainis. By a yochid, it seems there's no chiyuv halul. So the mele was mekabel the tainis, so that therefore he has to continue fasting. So according to the Rosh, it comes out of Chiddush, that then is dafke if a Yeshua came. But what'll be if the tzorah b'maisa did come? So then there's no difference between a tzibur and a yochid, so a tzibur also will have to be mamshech the tainis. As they come to us according to the Rosh. Ha-hoylech mi-mokem she-ein mis-anin le-mokem she-mis-anin. That means in his place there's no tainis, and he goes to a different place. Areze misane imoim. So since he's with them, he's mechuyev to be misane. Memokim shem misanin lemokim sheein misane. What is this? The hepech. He came from a place that they were goyzer tainis, and then the other place same misanin. Areze misane umashlim. So he's mechuyev to be mashlim, misane umashlim. What does he rash? So Rashi says, "Lemokim she'ein misanin, hareze misane umashlim." That's the second aloche. Kol atayni shekiblo aleim bnei iroi. The noisnim alof chumrei mokim sheyotza misham. They say he left this mokim, so he's mechuyev estis. Those tanaisim which the dairei hamokim became mechuyev, he's mechuyev. So even though he's in a different mokim, now he has to be mashlim those tainis. Let us see Tosfos. Ha'ilach mimokim shem misanin, lemokim shem misanin, rei misanin mashlim, loishno dati lachze, loishno dati lachze, he'll be kibul olav ha'tainis. So Tosfos says, Tosfos makes an akimt, it seems, that speaking now is mekabul the tainis. So me'melis, I feel it's ain't dati lachze, but the kabbalah is a kabbalah. Rashi is unclear. Rashi says, "Shekiblu aleim b'nei iroi." It doesn't say clearly. He was mekabel the nois nol chumrei mokim sheyotza misha. Now the Modche brings down a very interesting machlokes. And the first halacha, al hilach mi mokim she'ein misanin le mokim she'misanin. That means in his place they did no fast, and let's say, but he went to a place that misanin. So he has to be misanin. So the Mordechai brings down a Mordechai Rabbein Aviyazri. Why does he have to fast? He says, because it'll make a machlokes. Everyone's fasting, he won't fast. So Mamel, that's why he has to fast. Zakhtara Ad Aviyazri, Vani Moisef Tafilu Beir Shemisanin, that means the whole problem is he's not mechuyev to fast. He comes from there. So he's not mechuyev to fast. They're fasting over here. So the whole time is that it shouldn't be like it was also the shop learner for them. And he says, "Vahatayis posk, we don't have the kozman shu beir tzorech lihistatef im hatzibul b'tzorosam." No, fakert is a chiyuv. Here in the tzorech, so you're going back. It's tzorech lihistatef im hatzibul b'tzorosam. So we have a machlekes why he's a mechuyev to fast. Yeah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Shochach v'ochal. What happens if he forgot? And perhaps this is talking about, this is a hemshech of the first halacha. That means, Yisraelich mimokim she'ein misanin lemokim she'ein misanin. So he has to fast. Shochach v'ochal. He didn't. Shochach v'ochal. V'shosa al Yisroa b'fnei atzibo. So number ochel v'shosa diyevet, he ate, al yisro b'fneim, shenire kechosen bein aveilim v'yiskan uboi. So l'chere, it means to say a very al yisro b'fnei atzibur, l'chere is a very interesting halacha. That means he had a good meal, And then he chapped himself to Tzatainis. So Rabid, you stay in your house today. You don't go out. When you're going to go out, everyone is pale. Everyone is come. They can, they're functioning, partly. And he comes out. He's robust and thus, and then peppy and thus. So he's nire kechosen bein avelim al Yisrael if neyatzibo. You just go, you stay home today. Okay, this is a very interesting halacha. Number one. Val yanig idunim ba'atzmei. Number two, a different halacha. Shelo yoymer hoye v'achalti kol shu oichel harbe. This is good. I'm going to be home. I'm not going to go outside. But listen, I started eating already. So memela, let me finish. So that's also didn't hear the Maltreb brings down the lashon misha ochal shum yarsev yoichel shum. That means one wrong does not correct another wrong. The first eating was an avla, but you're not permitted to continue eating. Shenema, now the Gemara brings a pasuk. This is a raya to the first halacha, al Yisroel, bifnei atzibo, vayoyim ha-Yakib lebonov, lomot Yisroel, omelam Yakib lebonov, al tiru atzmeichem, sh'atem sveim, loy bifnei Esav, loy bifnei Yishmael, kadei shalai yiskanu bochem. Zogt Rashi, That means the Bnei Esav were very hungry, and Salamaisa, so therefore they went only for a political purpose, that Shaloi Yisrael. They bring down why Dafke the Bnei Esav? They were living in Bnei Shmuel, Bnei Esav. They were in Canaan. What about the Canaanim? It seems that the Avle, the kinder would be Nisoira more by the Bnei Esav and the Bnei Shmuel. Because, Bach Mishpoche, you have what to eat is, Bruderleben. I mean, you have to remember the Mishpoche when it comes. So Mamela, that's the way that the Knanim, they understand. I mean, but the Esav and Yishmoel is a problem. Let us see Taisvis. Lomot Yisroel, Kamayishim Eforish, Altir Atzmech, Vefnei Bnei Esav. Yesh Medrish, Lomot Yisroel, Perish, Lomot Yiyu Kchushim. Rashi brings down such a Loshen of Chumash, but this was a Loshen Marve, it's a Loshen of weakness. Now the Gemara says further, Al Tirgizu Badorach, we got into this parsha already, that Yosef told him, Al Tirgizu Badorach, Omer Rabbi Loza, Omer Yosef Lochit, Al Tatis Asku Bidvar Halochit, don't be misasik Bidvar Halochit, Shem Al Tirgizu Aleichem Aderech. See, you might get lost, you'll get involved in learning, so you'll get completely involved and you'll get lost. Eini, so the most Omer Rabbi Loi Barbrechi, Shnei Tamid HaChomim, Shemahalchim Baderech, Vein B'neim Divrei Teire, Ruyin Lisoreth. Verkehrt, if they're going, they're not, Vein B'neim Divrei Teire, they're going to be burnt. Shnema V'hi Heima Hoilchim Holoich V'daber, V'hine Rechev Eish, V'susei Eish, V'yafridu Bein Shnei. So it seems from the Pasuk that the reason that the Eish was not Mazik is time of the Kadibu, that Holech Vedaber, they were speaking and learning. Time of the Kadibu, Holech Kadibu, Ruinly Sore. And here you tell me, Al Tirgizu Baderech, Al Tis Asku Bedvar Aloche. So the Gemara says, Loikash, Hole Migres, Hole Iyuni. It matters what type of learning. That means tamazai to learn girse without iyun. That's takert. That's limud ha-toyren that you have to do. To be ma'ayim, so then you need complete concentration on iyun. There you could get lost. So therefore that they shouldn't do. Zot Rashi, tirgizu aleichem adorech tisol. You'll get lost. Lisarev Baish, Dersiv Hine Suse Eish, Dersiv Bainyona Holoich Vedaber. Vachikos Vilashmine Dilav Shahoyu Hoilchem Bedvar Sheraloche Layoyu Nitzoilem. So Moses, all the Migris, Miboyle Bouche, Abobemilse, the Miboyle Yuni Loi. something that needs iyun is loy. Al tirgizu badorech, what does Taisvah say? V'yesh medrish al tafsiku midvar haloche. L'chayre, he told them, punfakert. Make sure you're learning al tafsiku midvar haloche. That Agavulcher, before we go on to Taisus, I saw lessons on Murdek Evod from the Biskerov. Biskerov says, like an Agamore, he warned them that they should not learn Be'in. So Biskerov says, we have to, it was a Murdek Ezach. That means, an hour before, is Vayiv Halu, they died. Others say they take it as Yotan Ishmosam, that they hear the whole thing that, that here is Ani Yosef and those and there was Trias Hamesim and there was Sofa Tumult. He says, so such a person, how could you tell them you shouldn't be Ma'ayin? Who is the cop to be Ma'ayin now? They're going back, there's so much on their heads now. What? How wrong they were? What did you do? It was Mamash Meiridik. He says, that was the Shiftekor. Vayiv Halu, that was Vayiv Halu. They say, over a Ma'ayin from the Chedushi Arim, they once informed him that he lost a lot of money. So he said, yeah, then he was invited to learn. So he couldn't get, he says, how could he learn? He says, oh, he says, a person like this. So he heard it, and now he goes right. I mean, what doesn't, so Memela, that we see from the Shiftei Kor, he was Rabbi Yevalu, and then, but now later, Yosef had to make sure that they'd go Be'il. So he told them, don't learn Be'il. Now Taisvah says, Taisvah would seem, V'yesh medrish al tiv tavsiku midvar halochem. So the Iyun Yaakov, Dachsme wants to say, he told them, that means that he told them that even though there was a mitzvah of Maru, that he should go back to tell Yaakov, Yaakov was Bitzar, and thus about everything has its place. Don't think because of the mitzvah of Kibbudov and thus that, okay, so we have to go quicker, so Al Tavsiku Midvar Halochet. I once thought perhaps we could say that now really Golas Mitzrayim was starting. I mean, this was the Indian of Golas Mitzrayim. And it could be the whole koyach that Yosef had to withstand Golas Mitzrayim and his neshoynes was the koyach HaTorah. The Medrash says that Petifa saw Hashem Imoy, that by Yosef was Hashem Imoy. So the Medrash says that he was say the learning. He was learning. He was a Ben Zakunim. He learned the Balaturim says Zakunim is Zroim, Kochim, Loshim, the Yeshuas. The Al Kaponim was learning five storim. He was learning. So the Mele. So he was Hazeh. He was learning Keseida. He was learning Keseida. So that gave him the koyach to withstand the pressures of Mitzrayim. So he told them, you know, if not now Golas Mitzrayim is starting. So he told them, Al tirgizu badech, al tafsika midvar alochi. He says, now we have to be honest. Now, al the Golas is a chiv of al tafsika midvar alochi. Ve'ein beinayim divrei teir ruyim lisorif, tersi vayhihema hulchem holoich vedaber, taimadika dibu. Yes, medrash. This is mamash epsapella. Sheheimo yu medabrim dvorim betaylim. Mishimhochi ruuyin lisarof punfakert. That it was a daber holoch vedaber, and that's why it's nebohoy ruuyin lisarof. I mean, the greatest spell is we're speaking about Elisha and Eliyahu Hanavi, right before the p'tira. Sheheimo yu medabrim dvorim betaylim is very difficult to understand.